Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna. You're listening to MyLesbianRadio.com, and I just wanted to give everybody a quick update on this amazing adventure, having Donna over here in England. As you all know, I'm sure by the Facebook pictures, Donna and Deb made it here just fine. Drug-free, I might add. Didn't even need the Valium. So that was pretty cool. I'm really thrilled to death to have him here. It's been amazing, other than this ridiculous European gross heat that's happening, major heat wave going on over here, which wouldn't be bad if we were in the States where there was air conditioning, but this has been a little rough. So we picked the guys up on Friday morning at Heathrow, and Donna just looked bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, was probably running on adrenaline because they hadn't slept or anything on the plane. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they may have avoided food or were a little leery about the food. So for the most part, they were hungry and a little bit tired, but Deb looked a little worse for the wear. but we ended up having a great reunion at the airport. And then I'm personally ashamed to admit that we took them through a McDonald's drive-thru for their first meal in England. I know. I could feel your throat punches from here. well, they were hungry. We were on the way home. Even though we knew we had good stuff here at home, I knew they were hungry. So anyways, I talked Donna into the unique breakfast wrap that they don't have in the States, which is just egg and cheese and bacon, otherwise known as ham over here. To me, their version of bacon. And a potato rosti, which is really, again, just a hash brown, in a nice tasty little wrap. We talked her out of the brown sauce right off the bat. We didn't need to go jumping into big-time English traditions right there at McDonald's. It was like, you know, let's just hold off. And so that was fun. We got home. They got settled. They had a little nap. And then we had some friends over Friday evening. You hear us talking about Kirsten and Kate, and Amanda, the infamous Mandy with the new boobs, made her presence known in a double D, maybe even an E kind of way. But it was pretty cool because we ordered a shit ton of Thai food and just put it out buffet style, and everybody stuffed their faces, and Hazel had the picture of Pims going, so Donna had her first Pims in the English garden. It was just lovely. The weather actually wasn't too hot at that point. It's just been consistently getting hotter day after day after day, unfortunately. But it was fun, so that was a great start. And we've been posting pictures as much as we can on Facebook, trying to drop some of them into the Lesbian Lounge group page so that you all can kind of share in what we're doing and how it's going, because it really has been fun. It's just amazing having her over here. It's just great. Still having a ton of laughs. And we're just, you know, kind of day by day picking out things. I know that we've talked about the schedule and that I had the schedule planned out and everything, but, you know, it's basically the shell of a schedule. It's just an outline of the things that that they had mentioned that they want to do, and then it all gets mixed around to be sure that these things get done. So we're not really sticking to the schedule in any way, shape, or form. But it's been fun. Their first night, I know they were extremely tired, but you know, you get a little punch drunk and then you're up late and a little screwed up. I think jet lag maybe kicked Deb's ass a little bit more than Donna. That's just my opinion, not quite sure. But anyways, I really do feel like they're just kind of running on adrenaline now. So Friday night was fun. They got to meet the gang and, you know, big warm welcome in a traditional English way. And Saturday morning we took them to the Mad Cafe in Sutton, one of our favorite breakfast spots, where Donna wholeheartedly and really no fear, showing no signs of fear, sat down to the full English breakfast, complete with the baked beans, the black pudding, otherwise known as blood sausage, I believe, the grilled tomatoes. Deb even went as far as to get the fried bread, the fried toast. So they were really having a full-on experience. No major complaints. There were a few things that Deb, I think, would pass on. Whereas Donna, again, very adventurous, just jumping right in and giving a review of what she felt the sausage tasted like. And I will let you hear all about that. I'll let her tell you. You know, when we come back and do some live shows, we will point out the food stuff in detail. This is just a high-level overview. And then after breakfast, we went out to Tully Farms, which is a favorite spot of mine. Big, massive farm with all kinds of little gift shops and cafes. You know, the animals are outside in little pens that you can see them. I think basically we saw a goat and two rabbits, and all the other animals were in their little huts trying to stay cool. But we did browse the market, which is absolutely amazing. They have the most incredible sauces and mixes and chutneys and jams and ciders and cheeses, and I can't even tell you. We went absolutely berserk on the cheeses, and Donna and Deb did get some traditional meat pies. They had steak and mushrooms, steak and Stilton, chicken and leek, and these are all like you know, baked into the big hearty pastry crust. So we got a couple of those, and then later on that night we just had a massive picky fest with cheeses and crackers and the steak pies, and we had a ton of pastries that we bought from Mad Cafe too. And then of course you all saw on Facebook too that we kicked in the liquor cabinet, and we basically indulged all evening on every different kind of liquor that you can imagine, from scotch to whiskeys to vodkas. Just a little taste. I don't want you to think that we were, like, you know, drinking out of the bottle and passing around like drunken sailors, although maybe. we're just sipping shots, you know, taste tests, basically. We had the toffee vodka out, we had the King's Ginger, we had the Sheridans. So, yeah, that was Saturday night. And then Sunday started off with a flat tire, which, if you don't know us by now, that is tradition. That is tradition. When we have guests visiting from the States, we typically have an issue with the car. So this is right on par for us. Started off the day with a flat tire. Hazel got it taken care of. Deb experienced Costco over here, because there's nothing like traveling across the entire Atlantic to go to a big American warehouse, wholesale warehouse like Costco. So that was fun. But we were we need to store up stuff for Elfest. So, you know, we needed a pallet of muffins, and we needed a pallet of croissants, and a case of Pepsi, and a case of Coke, and so it wasn't needed. While Hazel went and figured out the tire situation. So we had a little bit of a late start, but Sunday we did the absolute touristy thing where you just kind of drive around London and point out Big Ben and the London Eye and Royal Albert Hall and Harrods, and just taking pictures from the car. We did park up for a little bit and do a quick walkthrough of Covent Garden. But to be honest with you, I mean, this ridiculous heat wave, you know, it's crazy to think that you can get out and just hoof it around, because if I had to do the conversion, I would say it was between 87 and 90. And there's no AC, and there's not even a friggin' breeze. So so it's rough. So basically we had, we felt more comfortable in the air-conditioned car. Cruising around, we drove right up to Buckingham Palace, 10 Downing Street. We did all the traditional roundabout things there in town, and then came back because the girls had to plan for Paris. Donna is in Paris. Just let that stew for a minute. Let that marinate. Donna is in Paris. You guys all know that this has been a lifelong goal to get to see the Eiffel Tower and all the amazing things about the romantic Paris. So her and Deb left Monday on the Eurostar, which is an amazing adventure in and of itself to get to the Eurostar, because we had to go to the Morden Tube Station, which everybody knows. I always tell you how much it smells like pee. I really was so glad that they got the full effect of that in this summer heat. And then And we got on the tube, which nobody really understands unless, you know, unless you're from New York or someplace that you use public transportation, the how crowded and stuffy and ridiculously pushy and gross public transportation is. But we wanted them to get the full effect, so we took the tube into King's Cross, St. Pancras Station, where the Eurostar is. And got them on the Eurostar, and they're making their own way back on Wednesday. They're very confident with their journey. They understand what they need to do, and they'll be back here tonight. And then really, the preparations begin for Alfest. We've got Sarah, our intern, Sarita, as you guys know, coming in. We'll be picking her up Thursday morning. And then the lovely Jill Bennett from Second Shot will be getting in Friday. Basically, we have rented a 8-passenger van, and we are scooping Jill. Once the van gets loaded, we are scooping Jill at Heathrow, and we are making our way up to Alfest, and everybody is super excited. We really are. We can't wait to see Lucy and Mandy of Eek, and of course Cindy, the promoter and organizer, and all the girls on the crew. We're totally looking forward to this. If you haven't seen the timetable, that is up at alfest.co.uk. You can kind of see minute by minute, hour by hour, what's going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning. And we're really super excited to be kicking things off at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Jill's web series, Second Shot, will be premiering in the L Cinema. That's, 10:30 Saturday morning, great. Nothing like starting the day off with some laughs. The series is amazing if you haven't seen it in the States, which I'm sure you have. It did extremely well at Outfest, and we're so happy to have her here for Outfest. And I'll be hosting a Q&A with the audience right after that. And then when that wraps up, Donna and I are kicking things off on the main music arena stage with Hooker, kicking things off. That's a big thing for this little trio of girls. They haven't been to Outfest yet. This is their first time, and we're super excited. So all day long, we'll pretty much be at the music, the main arena stage, introducing all the different bands. And there's stuff going on all over, everywhere, in the workshops, in the cinema, all kinds of things going on. And then Friday night, there's a bit of a welcome party. Friday night, there's a welcome party. Saturday night is the Grease party. So after a day of phenomenal music, arts, workshop, comedy things going on, there is an amazing Grease party, and this should be great. So grab your pink ladies jacket, do your hair up in a pompadour, and come see all of us at the party Saturday night. And Sunday, again, Donna and I will be all day long on the main music stage introducing the different bands and acts and having a blast. And I'm sure we'll get a little time to wander around, too, so don't be shy. Come up, say hello. Again, we're super psyched, and honestly, we miss all of you. I know this is hard for you because it's not a live show on Wednesdays. I get that. I just wanted you to have a little something and keep you updated with what's going on. For the most part, we will be back. We're going to have a little bit of an altered schedule, and we'll be announcing that. But anyways, we will be back, and we will definitely be going over this trip in detail. This was just a really high-level overview of what's been going on, and letting you know that we are happy as two little tubby pigs and shit to be together over here in England, and we're making the most of it, and we're going to have a blast at Alfest. Unfortunately, things have just been, the days have been going by like just way too fast, and I'm sure right after Alfest it'll be even kicked up a notch from there. There's, you know, things we want to do and things we want to see, and we'll have Jill with us, we'll have Sarah with us, and then as everybody starts going back one by one, you guys, I'm just going to get lonelier and lonelier and sadder until they go on the weekend. It's going to suck. So I'm glad that you are tuning in and that you're sharing this with us and that you're checking everything out on Facebook and commenting. And hopefully we'll get to drop in a couple of pictures and some video and maybe some audio from Alfest over the weekend. And next Wednesday we'll have even more stuff. So this is Justin East signing off, and we'll catch up soon. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.